This is February 20th, 2018. Topic tonight is Introduction and Overview. When you reread your lesson, how many of you realized how much you had grown from the first time that you read it? It's just amazing that you look back at what I elaborated on to get you started with this, for you to realize who I was and what I am and where I come from and what I want to do, what I want to project to you, and give all this essence to you in the total amount of everything. I think we'll just go paragraph by paragraph and let it flow that way. That seems to flow very good with all you students. Who wants to take number one? When you complete
your studies in these seven books, you will leave here a different person than you are now. You will get the wisdom and understanding to perfect yourself, to change your earthly body to light so you can take it from this earth. Otherwise, you will continue to return to earth until you attain that perfection, until you can conquer death. You are bound to earth.
Very true. And all the little secrets I've given you to open up, to understand yourself better and what changes have to take place for this to happen, to no longer have to look at death as a way of out or repeat recall. Bring yourself up to the full potential from belief into the knowing, and do away with all thinking and know everything. And by stillness, you know what you're going to project from what's going to be received. Because the source is always there waiting to fulfill anything that you quest to have. And as long as you're in a searching condition, then the source will fulfill you. That's its obligation. And by making your request, you're able to use all the ethers that are out there in the alchemic state to make all these changes necessary within your body. As the lessons have unfolded, I've explained that in great detail to you, that will help you reshape and remold your way of living so that you take it from living to life. And this is the main thing. I want you to all experience life instead of living, and learn to leave like back at the park and begin to love more. Because love is the adhesion of everything that's going to make all the changes. This is where it comes through, is by the love presence. And this is all the details that comes to you will come from so many different ways from the hidden source. Because as you make a request, love is waiting there to fulfill it for you. Where our own worst enemy will block it from taking place. We want to learn to excel yourself in acceptance. Get just a little self out of the way so the big self can have the show. Because as long as you got the little belief in there, it's going to make a hard target of exchange. Okay, paragraph two.
As most of you have lived your lives, you have made the social and cultural mistakes of your culture and conditions. You have been bred dumb. I'm not being facetious when I say this. Most people are not aware of their ability or of where they are, what they are about, why they are here, and why they are doing what they are doing.
It's a composite of a hodgepodge of bad beliefs. And social structure has formulated everything for us, and it's totally wrong. And the quicker we can get out of that social order of control and individualize ourselves, the more we will attain on to light and become that focusing beam of radiant light. And this will take you from living to life when you start making this change and hold this within your presence to accept. Remember, everything has to be accepted. It's all just standing out there waiting to come to you, but you won't accept it. It's hard for me to understand that so many people are so suppressed when they're in the land of abundance. It's hard for me to comprehend that such can take place. They'd only change their attitude from liking to love, everything would change instantly. This is the whole thing. Love is the adhesion of everything in acceptance of exchange. Because love has all the essence of the ether teeming all about you, waiting to fulfill you by your request. But it can't fulfill you if you don't make the request. This is the main thing, to learn to have everything. God didn't make no junk. You're the top of the pile. So you're entitled to have everything. Let's attain it. All right, the next one. I've been given the privilege.
Have been given the privilege to receive information.
Go ahead.
I had a lot of time to think lately. I just drove 15 hours. I've been comparing kind of source to the cloud. I refuse to use the cloud. I've got computers, I got terabytes, I got what I need. Mm-hmm. But source here is like my own cloud. Mm-hmm. It's right there. I put stuff in and it comes back, or other stuff comes. And it seems a lot easier than all the plug-in and stuff.
And receive. Receive the benefits. That's it. Just plug in and receive the benefits.
Yeah.
It's so gratifying, the reception that's available for you to exchange with, if you will only accept it. That's the whole thing. It's laying there in abeyance waiting to fulfill you, but you're not accepting it.
And sometimes I get things that I don't think I put up there. I don't remember putting it up there, but it comes back.
Yeah, but when you were a child, you made different thoughts at that time, and now it's fulfilling itself. See, all these things in the past now are compounding to you in exchange for all of you. This is why I say there's so much benefit out there for you to receive. Because we have made so many requests throughout your adolescent life of different things that you wanted to have better. You wanted to be understood more, or be able to do certain things that you were limited in the ability to have, and nobody would instruct you. But if you put yourself into source, it's going to give you all that information and show you in picture form. This is a beautiful part of it, that a lot of the laurels that we're collecting now are what we laid up when we were children. Go ahead, Louise.
I was wondering, Tony, does that also apply to past karmas from other lifetimes?
No. When you step from like into love, you lost all your karma.
Wow.
That's a big bonus. Because everything was erased right then. When you stopped into love from liking, all that past was erased.
Wow.
You're the force with the source. And drag heavily on that source.
Excuse me, Tony.
Go ahead.
When we move from like to love, are you talking about the pulsation state?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you've raised yourself that you're no longer vibrating, you're demanding a higher source of exchange to express with, and this is what you're receiving. When you make your pictures of what you wanted, and they never seemed to happen because you didn't know how to really dedicate them, and now you've learned how you can dedicate for these things to take place, and everything, all the standards have changed. In the years that you've been with me, you have grown so much. All of you, just so much. And it's very gratifying that you're able to attain to that. Go ahead, Louise.
What do you mean by when we make our pictures, we need to dedicate them?
Well, you always made your pictures when you was little. But everything that wasn't quite to your liking, you made pictures of how it should be. Mm-hmm. And those were laid in abeyance, and now they're fulfilling. Because you're capable of receiving what you sent projected to come back to you.
So we're making our pictures more consciously now.
Oh, yeah. Very conscious, dedicated.
Right. Okay, got it.
Because you know the secret now of how to make it work. Mm-hmm. Before, you knew how to put it out there, but you didn't know if it was going to come back or not. See, when you had that little doubt of it coming back, that's when it was passed by. That little doubt stops it from coming into being.
Thank you.
Number five, it is with the same with truth on the bottom of the page.
It is the same with truth. You are continually in the exchange of true unto truth. And I think you told us at one time those T's should be capitalized.
Yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. The truth state is the ultimate state of attainment. But what we feel is true today in the absolute, we'll find tomorrow that we give it away for a new truth. As a result, we are constantly in a state of change and flux.
Yeah, it's amazing that how fast things change that were so valuable now don't even matter. Mm-hmm. You won't even consider having it because you've got the ultimate coming above that, so much better and more exacting of what you need. And you're being fulfilled with all this exchange all the time coming in that rapidly because of what you have projected now is bearing fruit. It's all coming back to you because it changes from the true to the truth. And that's in your acceptance of what you accept, the true turns to truth and the degree that you want it to exchange with you and express with you. And this is a big secret of constantly improving ourselves on everything with everything. You change every day without realizing how much you're changing. Go ahead.
I've noticed some interesting things where I'll say something and I'll complete a thought and then that voice inside of me tells me how I could have high graded it.
And made it better. Yeah.
Yeah, that's happening a lot.
Very, very wonderful. Okay. All right, your lesson will slowly unfold for you.
Your lessons will slowly unfold for you to make you aware of what you're about in life. Instead of being in a past tense of a lived state, you begin to become lovers and very loving, and you will begin to exchange with people on a common ground. You will find out that all of God's abundance is at your fingertips, and also that all God's love is for everyone to share equally, because He loves all of us in the same amount.
Yes.
He laid down everything in His possession for your ability to have to express Him in this expression of activity, only you kind of forgot a few of the rules. You bent the rules a little bit. We're going to try to bring those rules back into a permanent station where these become your mold and projection in life.
Yes. See, we backslide a little bit. We backslide until we learn there's no need to backslide. Because what we request is ours instantly. There's no need to go back around the block again, back around the block again. Just make the request and fulfill it at that time and accept. Then ask for it to be even higherly given to you. Keep improving always on what you're receiving so you have the acceptance of reception. So you want to become a big sponge so that you're ready to siphon off everything that's out there that's in the betterment for yourself. This is a big secret. Become that big siphon sponge. Squeeze it hard and let it suck everything in. He laid down everything in His possession for your ability to have, to express Him in this expression of activity. Only you kind of forgot a few of the rules. And what I'm doing is bringing these rules back to you so you know how to apply and get everything as desired and have it fulfilled for you and be acceptance. All right? Rather than becoming in the lived state.
Rather than becoming in a lived state, I want you to live. I don't want a past tense in any activity. One of the things you will find is that you're going to let go of things that you felt were so positively the absolute. Even those will be given away as you shuck and sift the sand so that all the good kernels come to the top and all the chaff blows away with the wind. Like all of your bad habits, they will blow away with the wind.
Yeah.